Good morning. Clouds and a couple of showers have been passing by early this morning across interior New York and New England as a warm front pushes through the region. On the other side of the front, which we'll spend most of the day today, temperatures will begin to climb back through the 60s and 70s and up into the lower to mid 80s for daytime highs. We'll also see an increase in the humidity, and this will set the stage for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches from the west. Showers and thunderstorms will be common later this afternoon, and some of them could be on the stronger side with jet stream energy punching into the region with gusty winds and heavier downpours. This activity will last into the evening hours but tend to diminish with time as we head into the overnight period. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with a few leftover showers overnight with readings back into the mid-60s. As that front sweeps off the eastern seaboard, we'll finally dry things out and skies will be mostly sunny for the day on Thursday. High pressure will temporarily dominate the weather at least for one day on Thursday, and with that dry weather and sunshine, highs will be in the upper 80s. Another system will begin to approach the region on Friday. It'll be dry for a good chunk of the day with a mix of sun and clouds, although as that system approaches by sunset, we run the risk of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Highs once again in the middle and upper 80s. Still some energy that has to pass through to open up the weekend with partly sunny skies. We'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Saturday in the lower 80s, but right now it looks like we'll dry it out for Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will come back into the picture for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy will spark severe thunderstorms across the Midwest and upper Great Lakes ahead of an advancing cold front and strengthening area of low pressure. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe weather that includes the northern half of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and central and southern Wisconsin. Flash flooding will also remain possible as thunderstorms interact with an abundance of atmospheric moisture, with over 3 inches of rain possible in certain locations that experience multiple rounds of storms. The aforementioned cold front and associated thunderstorms are forecast to push into Michigan and the mid-Mississippi Valley tomorrow. For the west, monsoonal moisture is expected to continue producing scattered showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow over parts of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. Rainfall amounts in excess of 1 inch can produce flash flooding in particularly sensitive areas. Flash flood watches have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 55 degrees with a southwest wind at 17, gusting to 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 67, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Peter Sinks, Utah, and Pierce, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s, Boston cloudy with a few showers and storms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 70, that's 3 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.37 inches for the month, which is 2.51 inches above normal. And 19.48 inches for the year, which is 0.92 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high 99 set in 1995, and the record low 49 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ending tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms winding down tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry in the upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, middle to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms on Saturday, lower 80s. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, generally dry near 80. A shower or storm Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. Highs both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.